the Rain by Jill Bodonsky. It's been a tough day here. It's been a tough year. It's sad and scary and frustrating. Thank you. So I'm headed up to my writing loft. It's upstairs. And when I get there, I instantly feel more present to this moment, where things are safe and comfortable. There's a floor-to-ceiling window looking out into an enchanting little forest of trees, all green and reliable. Inside is this smell of cinnamon clove tea and cedar from the wood furnishings. There's welcoming red cozy rugs, and my ballerina mobile is dancing slightly in the breeze in the high roof. And there's my big teddy bear recliner chair. Yeah, it's a big teddy bear, where I write poems and prose and podcasts, and it can almost be heard saying, "Get over here, sit down, and surrender." So I do. The chair is deep and easy, plush and padded, and I sink in and feel taken care of. Take a breath in and breathe out, and I go deeper into the chair. I hear rain against the window. I love the sound of rain. It's percussion. Erratic insistence. And then I listen closely for music. What if there were music every time it rained? And then I do hear music. The rain is becoming music. Close my eyes and imagine rain falling down on me like musical notes falling from stars. Everywhere, musical notes are falling around me and on me and near me, and it's relaxing every part of me. I relax in this shelter of imagination, in this daydream. Consider relaxing yourself. And then I wrote this. It's been a tough day, year. It's been a tough year. It's been sad and scary and frustrating. We run between lightning and shudder from thunder while in this world. But the rain doesn't care. The music still plays just as it did when the sun was out, and the stars still sunlight. The world gives us so much beauty in so many forms that all we can do, all we can hope, is to welcome it into our daydreams and make it medicine for the days or the years that don't feel so good. We can replenish our clarity so we can see the moments that lead us to creative celebration and believe in the power of daydreams to do just that. This is Jill Bodansky. Be good to yourself. Stay safe. Thank you.